Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
216-474.
Ice tea's all around, baby.
Hey, whatever it takes. 216-474-0092 is the number to call in. You can always hit us up on social media, and you know how to do that, at CLE Talking Heads. You've been doing that for 13 years, and I am so proud of you for doing that. Oklahoma City, woo-wee! Last night, the Pacers came. They came a-knocking. And in the end, the Thunder came back and had no regrets about almost giving away, what, an 18-point lead? Was that what it was last night?
I do believe that is correct.
An 18-point lead. They cut it to 2. Indiana did, and you were like, here we go again. It's like, I've seen this game before. But then, for some reason, last night, Oklahoma City found themselves, and man, what a night they had from so many different players. But, you know, you look at the way this series has played out, and what I see is this thing going back to Indianapolis for game 6. I see Indianapolis taking an early lead, getting everybody real excited, and then I see Oklahoma City sneaking in at the end and saying, we are the champions, because it feels like it's over, and it definitely feels like it's over if Tyrese Halliburton can't play at full potential. I had 4 points last night. He is banged up. He is hurt, and it is very, very reminiscent for me of watching the Cavaliers, and I think it might probably for you guys too, of watching Darius Garland just kind of limp through the end of that series, knowing that he was in pain. And then, I don't know, I started having deeper thoughts about Garland and why are we in such a big hurry to get rid of him. I'm not there.
Who's in a hurry to get rid of him?
Oh, everyone seems to be, oh, he's the guy you can trade. He's the guy you can trade. We can make this team better.
Well, he is a guy you could trade, but you don't need to get rid of him. You don't need to get rid of anybody. Why do you make a trade? You make a trade because
make your team better salary cap.
Or if you just dislike having a guy in your team.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If you think he's a malcontent, whatever, that's not Darius Garland. You don't need to trade him. Nobody shouldn't dump him. But if you can make your team better, you got to consider everything. And I think that we're seeing that the Indiana Pacers are showing everybody, okay, you better be ready to go next year. Orlando certainly got the message.
I think so. Last night felt like it was over at the end. Indiana made that run, and I'm like, if they can push through and finish this thing off, then maybe this is, I don't know. I just felt like Oklahoma City made their statement last night in a big game. They've got 2 games to win. 1, Indiana, Indiana has to go win 2 in a row. They rarely lose 2 in a row. It's been a long time since they've lost 2 straight games in a row. Now they've lost 2 straight games, and Indiana now finds themselves trying to figure out, okay, we're going home. I don't. They're going to tape a lot of aspirins to Halliburton's leg to make him a little bit better. And I don't. Do you have any feeling for the next game for 6?
Yeah, I'll take Indiana.
You will take Indiana in this game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh?
Whether Halliburton is good to go or not.
All right. What do you think the difference was in last night's game?
Home court advantage was a big deal. Jalen Williams was phenomenal. I thought it was interesting. Last night in the post game on the on-court interview, Lisa Salters was back for ABC and was interviewing Jalen Williams. And she said something about Indiana cutting it to 2 in the fourth quarter. Did you guys see this? Lisa said, you know, here comes Indiana in the fourth quarter and they cut it to 2. And he said, did they really? And she said, yeah, they did. Oh. How can that be? You know what I mean?
Because you're so into the game and you're worried about what your team's doing and you don't worry about what the other team's doing.
Yeah, he's just playing.
He was in the zone. He was 1 point short of a career high.
He looked at Lisa and he said, you know, I'm on live TV. Did they really? I had to laugh. They did. It was 95-93 with about 8 minutes to go. And then they went nuts and blew him out for the rest of the way.
Is getting 71 points from 2 guys?
No.
Is
it a way to win? Sure.
Yeah.
Is it the way to win? Not necessarily. You know, Indiana has gone through the entire playoffs, Andy, by playing team basketball. And, you know, one night it might be Pascal Siakam. Next night it might be Nembhard. We've seen that. Next night it might be Tyrese Halliburton. Could be Miles Turner having a big night. That's one way to win. Another way is, hey, star players, go. And that's what happened last night. Jalen Williams, a young star, up and coming. One thing I really like about Oklahoma City, and you know, I've been pulling for the Pacers in this, and I love the way they play. Oklahoma City, and I forget the exact stat, they're the youngest team in the finals in however long a period of time, and like the third youngest team to ever be in the NBA finals. Hmm. They're going to be around, and they have draft assets still to come. And they have two picks, two first-rounders in this draft. There's already trade talk about them trying to move up. Hmm. You imagine them adding another good young player?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Nembhard last night struggled to me in the second half. Didn't help them defensively.
He had some really dumb passes as well and some bad turnovers. It seemed like that they may have short-circuited him, sadly.
Yeah, I kind of did. But, Jeff, you know, we talk about that distribution of points, and it's interesting because Indiana had five guys in double figures. Siakam, Nesmith had 14, Turner had 13. Obi Toppin had 12 off the bench. McConnell had 18 off the bench. And normally when you look at that, you're like, oh, okay, well,
McConnell was tough.
Yeah, they were spreading the wealth. Yeah, he had some tough buckets late in the game. Wow. I thought he was the catalyst for them coming back to cut it to two.
I agree.
But then you look at Oklahoma City, they had four guys in double figures, but and they were on the edge. I guess Dort and, you know, Holmgren had 9 each, so if they just get one more, they'd be in doubles. But to get 71 points from two guys, and then you really, I mean, Wiggins and Wallace were the other two.
Just solid contributions off the bench, which is all they need.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, teams are built differently, Andy, and the Thunder are clearly built, you know, around Shea and Williams to some extent. And you know, he's going to do nothing but get better. That's why Oklahoma City's really, I think, dangerous. You know, take a look at who they have. Shea is an MVP.
Yep.
That's not going to change. He's going to be great for a long time. Jalen Williams, one of them, is getting better and getting better and getting better. And then look at what else is there. Chet Holmgren's going to be great. And he's just a young guy who hasn't played very much yet. He's already a really good NBA player. Imagine what he's going to be. And then in the middle, you got Hartenstein, who's really solid.
Steinstein.
Dort is tough. I mean, I just think they have a team that could be really, really fun for a long time. And sustainable because they're so young.
The thing about Indiana that I thought was interesting, because I thought we may have seen this too against the Cavaliers, is, you know, when they're good, they're so, so good. But when they are ugly, Jeff, they are super ugly. The way they were turning the ball over yesterday, just silly stuff. I was like, what are they doing? Like, you're so close to getting back in this thing. Because they were, like, hanging around. I was, like, a third quarter.
Well, they play an up-and-down game. And that sometimes leads to things.
I also think it's interesting that that there have been so many turnovers on inbound passes from underneath the basket. I found that to be interesting. Like every time I turn around, I'm like, when a team's down like six, we've seen it several times in this series too, where you get that hard pressure on the inbounds pass, which I think, I don't know, 95% of the time when you're playing in a regular NBA game, you're just not seeing that. And when these guys are putting pressure on, Indiana especially, putting pressure on to try to change the momentum and get back into a game, they're really good at it. Although we saw Oklahoma City do it yesterday too, but I just thought it's interesting to watch that. I know you can't do that all the time, but I just think it's interesting to watch some of that stuff. Jeff is in University Heights. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Jeffrey. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you all today?
Good.
Well, I'm watching this game as a Cavs fan, this series rather, as a Cavs fan, and I'm watching it from what can the Cavs learn from this. First of all, as a fan, I learned what I see is the Cavs was constituted, I don't think, would have been a gentleman's sweep against OKC because of the pressure that they put on and the lack that the Cavs, in my opinion, have shown lack of mental and sometimes physical toughness. But when I was watching Jalen Williams last night, guys, the person who came to mind for me was Evan Mobley. And that's the way Evan Mobley needs to play. When I saw that, I said, I hope Evan Mobley is watching this and taking notes. Because what Jalen Williams was doing last night in that game, and what he's done really throughout the series, game one aside, but since game one, what he's done throughout this series, you can make a legitimate case for him to be the MVP of the series should Oklahoma City pull it through, although Shea will probably get it. But Evan Mobley should be watching how aggressive he is, how he doesn't even have to demand the ball. They get it to him. But he, because of his track record is why they do that. And he needs to display that same tight level of aggression on the offensive end that J-Dub, as they call him in OKC, does. That's what I'm taking from this series, that Evan Mobley needs to become the offensive player and be as the aggressive player that J-Dub is for him to take the next step, and then for that to also translate to the Cavs taking the next step. Because if he doesn't, then you're probably going to have second-round exits again next year unless something unforeseen takes place.
Jeff, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. You concur?
Yeah, I think Evan Mobley has room for growth. And when he does, when his game continues to expand, look out. I have said for several years, I think when he becomes the 1 or 1A co-number one scoring option on this team, I think that's when the Cavs can be at their absolute best. I think he is a different type of player. And I think having a terrific backcourt guy and a terrific frontcourt guy is a better way to do it.
All right, let's roll on. I want to talk a little bit more about this with you. What were your thoughts on last night's game? What are the Cavaliers learning? Also, we are very excited. Former Indian, one of my favorite players growing up, is going to join us, especially with the Guardians out west taking on the Giants. You know him? You love him? Former second baseman? Home run hitter extraordinaire? Wouldn't you say that, Jeff?
No.
Times one? Dwayne Kuiper is going to join us at 11:40, so I'm looking forward to that.
What does he do for a living? He's a play-by-play voice of the San Francisco Giants.
So we will talk to Dwayne Kuiper next. Or no, coming up at 11:40. Sorry, I'm an hour off. My bad. Dwayne Kuiper at 11:40, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.